This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Again, hey, we're going to have an exciting show for you today. Let me first of all tell you that if you need to call in for any reason, you're certainly going to want to do that with the topics I'll be covering today. You can call in at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. One more time, 866-582-9933, and we'll get you right onto the air. All righty? Well, a lot going on across this great nation of ours, and a lot of things we could talk about. We might touch a little bit about candidate-elect Trump today. But something was brought to my attention that I did want to jump on right off the bat, because I just want to hear from you, great listeners across the country, what your take is on this. You know, it's open season on those of us who happen to have happen to be Bible-thumping, God-believing Christians. And because we have a particular belief system that adheres to the tenets of the faith, of the original faith, that it seems to be open season on us, I'm hoping we have a reprieve and a reset with the candidate-elect Donald Trump. Here's something that happened, and this is dated, all the stories dated today, but it actually took place on the 30th, and this is breaking news, and I'm pulling this speech from onenewsnow.com. Are you familiar with the television show? It's titled Fixer Upper. It's one of my favorite shows. I watch it all the time. And it's about a couple, Chip and Joanna Gaines. And what they do is he's a general contractor and she's a designer, interior decorator, designer. And what they do is they go in and they help couples buy homes that are fixer uppers that need a lot of work. And then they take those homes and they turn them into the couple's dream home. It's one of the top shows, I believe it's on the Discovery Channel, and they're doing wonderful work, and she's a truly talented designer, and Chip is obviously a master with a hammer as a general contractor. So they work really well together as a team. I've been following the show for several years as it's become one of the favorite shows. But it looks like that the left is going after them simply because of what they believe. I'm going to read a little excerpt for you to give you kind of the backdrop. The pushback is coming from all corners after left-wing website BuzzFeed, I don't know if you're familiar with BuzzFeed, they're a liberal rag online, published a hit piece about a Christian husband and wife featured on HDTV. So it's kind of home garden television. And the hit piece on Chip and Joanna Gaines, it's dangerous, according to the article. And I can tell you that the show is called Fixer Upper. And here's the deal. Chip and Joanna Gaines attend the church there in Texas. I believe they're in Waco, Texas. And it's called Antioch Community Church. And as the hit piece, which is what these things are when they decide to go after those of us who have a biblically conservative worldview, is pushing the narrative of hate monger, hate speech, homophobic, that whole thing that you hear, they bundle together. In other words, if you disagree with them, then it must be hate speech, and it must be something that must be dealt with. And so this went out. It's about 1,100-word piece. And if you go to onenewsnow.com, it's going to be one of their featured stories there. You can pick up the piece, and you can take off reading. I'm not going to read the whole thing here. And I want to get your take on that. So when is it it's okay? And I've noticed, we noticed over the last several years this has been taking place with increasing frequency. You know, I think it's unbelievable. And to quote Tony Perkins, and Tony Perkins is the president of Family Research Council, and he hosts a show called Washington Watch. And here's his quote. It appears the media thinks they have stumbled onto something, that there is actually a church in Texas that believes the Bible and is not willing to surrender their views of the Supreme Court or the United States. On point, Tony. I had the good pleasure of meeting Tony a couple of years ago here in our nation's capital, and I broadcast from Washington, D.C. It also appears, Perkins said, citing the story, that if someone attends that church, they somehow have no right to host a TV show in America. Now, this is part and parcel to what the left does, and they've gotten quite good at it. And when you're dealing with a populace that a portion of the populace which is passionately misinformed, they can really stir up the passionately misinformed. And so what do we do as a church when we're faced with this type of media onslaught? Well, I say we push back. And we push back just like we did in this recent election when I certainly had the understanding that the candidate Donald J. Trump could win, but he certainly was able to because the faith-based community stood up and showed up in the ballot box and registered their votes and doing as my friend Pastor Mason Reaver would say, took their Bibles into the voting booth. Should be duly noted that, and maybe you're not aware of this, I know Bradley keeps you guys pretty well informed, but 81% of the evangelical community showed up at the polls and cast their vote for the candidate from New York with the gruff personality. And it was a reset, in my humble opinion, that says that we've had enough with the foolishness and the business as usual in Washington, D.C., that walks in lockstep with what takes place in media today. You know, media, as was originally designed by the founding fathers, was supposed to be the traffic cop, if you will, to keep everybody honest. And you had the different branches of office, you're familiar with them, you could just the civic class. But the media was supposed to be the one that told on everybody. So what do you do when the media is walking in lockstep with that evil agenda? We've got a Q4 break here. I want you to hold on. We'll be back with more radio from Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. I'm sitting in Lonnie Poindexter.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Lonnie Poindexter, and you're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. I'm sitting in for Bradley today. He allowed me to sit in the big chair. Thank you so much, Bradley, for this honor. This is my third time in the big chair, so I must be doing something right. I'm talking today about an article based on something that took place with a couple in Texas. If you follow the show, it's on Home and Garden TV, HGTV, and it's called Fixer Uppers. It's about a couple who specialize in helping couples find fixer-upper homes and then going in and refurbishing the home and turning the homes into their dream homes. The show has gained much popularity. It's one of my favorite shows to watch since there's not a whole lot to watch on TV nowadays. And one of my favorite shows. And the reason why it's my favorite show is that, well, several reasons. First of all, it's they're very good at what they do. And they're really great and amazing as a couple as well. So you have a traditional couple, meaning that a traditional marriage of a couple who got married first, then had children, and raising their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. They attend a church there in the community, and because certain entities decided that they had gotten too popular, in my opinion, is what's going on, or they're, you know, I don't know what their share is across the nation in terms of millions of watchers of their show, but they should be knocked down a peg. And so BuzzFeed produced a piece that it's a hit piece is what it is. And here's a quote from Tim Graham with the Media Research Center and Media Research Center. And Tim is and his organization do wonderful work here in our nation's capital, acting as a watchdog over media nationally, but in particular based here in our nation's capital. And they said that the Media Research Center suspects that BuzzFeed went after the Fixer Upper stars due to a surge in popularity. They were featured on the cover of People magazine. Yeah, that'll do it. and have published a best-selling book, among other feats. And then according to BuzzFeed's own article, in fact, the Gaines have built a small empire, and they are not done yet. So they're fair game, according to those who have a worldview that's different from ours. I call them the anti-God crowd. And you know what they do? They wrap up their messaging into the false doctrine of tolerance and inclusion, which is all warm and fuzzy on the outside. But inside it's decaying and festering and pus-filled because it's anti-God. And so we as a faith-based community have to be cognizant of the fact that these types of attacks are going to continue, especially in light that they lost the election. When by they, I mean those who have an opposing worldview to good God-fearing Christian folk. And so this will continue through the inauguration, in my opinion. You notice the protests take place across America as well. And for those of you who think that that's all grassroots and it's just a community raising up in arms because of their displeasure at the candidate that's elected, then I've got some beachfront property in Arizona I want to sell you. What's taking place is this is an orchestrated effort. It's all coordinated. These cities didn't all spring up all at the same time with these so-called protesters. I guess the new term we call it snowflakes. But you get where I'm going here. This is all orchestrated. So what they do is if a couple, a show in media gains any prominence, and just so you know, Chip and Joanna Gaines are Christians. You see it's evident throughout the programming how they gather together. It's much like what you see with the Robinsons. If you remember the Robinsons from Duck Dynasty fame, they went after them as well. So what did Papa Robinson do when they came at him and they told him that, hey, that all stuff about praying before dinner and talking about Jesus and God at every show, you need to squelch that because that might offend some people who do not believe in God or believe in some other type of God. And you know what he said? The patriarch said, well, this is who I am, and you either get me this way or don't get me at all. And so they called us what they thought was a bluff. And he said, well, I'll just go back to doing what I normally do. I like duck hunting and hanging out in the swamp and everything anyway. That's what I was doing before you came along. And then his family joined him and says, well, you know, before we got this television show, we were happy just to be the Robinsons doing what we do day in and day out, and we were successful before you came along, so bye. Well, when they did that, and there was a pause from the producers of the show and from the network, I believe it was A&E, and they said, wait a minute. Well, here's the backdrop to that. It was one of the number one cable shows, or at least in the top five in the country. And the Robinsons are still doing what they do, and Duck Dynasty is still going on today. So what Chip and Joanna Gaines need to do is the same thing the Robinsons did, is just to stand up, speak truth, be who they are, continue to press forward. They were successful before media came calling. And when they stand up, what will happen is media will back off. You know, that's like a roaring lion with no teeth. You call us bluff. He's behind a cage anyway. There's nothing he can do to you, but he can scare you with his loud roar and make you run out the street and get hit by a car. But if you just stand your ground, stare hell in the face and not be moved emotionally by it, it backs down. Why? Because the blood of Jesus was shed for all of us, covers each and every one of us. As representatives of the Most High, the enemy hates that. The only thing he has is a bluff game. So in my opinion, just to stand their ground and continue on with what they do. But what we must do as the faith-based community is support them. Make sure that in social media, now it doesn't even mean marches in the streets and all that. You know, those days are gone. The media, let me tell you something. I sit here in our nation's capital, and I've seen some of the biggest marches pro-Christian marches in the nation taking place here in our nation's capital, one of which is March for Life, which I participate in every year. It's in January, one of the coldest months of the year in our nation's capital. And there are upwards of 750,000 Christian folks show up every year in March. It's the most wonderful thing I've ever participated in. I try not to miss the year. I will not miss this year. But here's what happened. I see the media trucks come out. I see them cover the event. But you won't see hardly anything on the 11 o'clock news or 10 o'clock news pertaining to the event. But what you will find is the plastering of a handful of malcontents from the radical homosexual community that will show up in protest, or the abortion community, the pro-abortion community that will show up in protest. And I mean a handful. I'm not even talking 100. And they get all the press and all the news because the media feels that if they don't cover it, it didn't happen. So they can spin it any way that they want. Now, we saw this evident with the election. Every one of the major polling organizations had this thing wrapped up for candidate Clinton. And then they were astounded and surprised that the election went the other way, and decisively so. It was not even close. And then they sat there dumbfounded. I remember even on Fox that they had run out of things to say because even Fox thought that Hillary Clinton was going to run away with this thing. That's because they believe their own propaganda. But as I stated prior, when the people of faith stand up, the faith-based community gets off their crusty dust and says enough is enough, then you see God move. And it's always been like that. And it doesn't take a whole lot of us. It just takes enough of us to take a stand to be the remnant to push back. So this is more of them saber-rattling and pushing on the church. We knew this election cycle that if candidate Clinton had won, we knew what we would be dealing with. We would be dealing with Supreme Court justice appointments over the next 4 to 6 years that could fundamentally change the framework of this nation forever. But the church showed up, and I'm excited to see that the church shows up. Now we must hold that candidate that's been elected accountable to the promises he's made, or come 4 years from now, as they used to say, he's old, they pull the gun out, and you find someone else. That's what we must do. We got another two-part break here. I want to hear from you, though. Call in. This is Lonnie Poindexter sitting in for Bradley Keene on Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Sons of Liberty Radio, and I'm Lonnie Poindexter sitting in for Bradley Dean, who has given me an opportunity to sit in the big chair. And again, thank you, Bradley, for allowing me this great honor. Hey, talking about an article that was posted in OneNewsNow.com about Chip and Joanna Gaines. And if you follow Home and Garden TV, as I'm a big fan of, it's one of the few things you can watch on TV that doesn't have a foolishness on it. And it's about a couple out of Waco, Texas. And it's the husband and wife team, and what they do is they work with couples who want to purchase homes, and they teach them how to buy a fixer-upper, and then they go in, Chip and Joanna, and act as general contractor and designer and remake those homes into the dream homes of these young couples. It's a wonderful show. It's a wholesome show. I watch it all the time, and Chip and Joanna are just a wonderful couple that exhibits good Christian values. So because of that and their popularity, and I believe there was, according to what I'm reading here and other areas where I've checked, there was an article posted in People Magazine. If you get to People Magazine, that means that you've gotten some great ID out there in media. And so based upon that and based upon their stance, the liberal hacks have come out against them. And they come out against them using, of all things, not the way they live their life and the fact that they're good, wholesome couples, and they've got four children and they take good care of them, all that. They come after them stating that they attend a church and a church that professes an ideology that's homophobic. Can you believe that? That's where we are today. And so what I was just stating prior to the break is that what we need to do as a faith-based community is push back on this. First of all, we need to support Chip and Joanna Gaines and their show. And we do this through social media. I was mentioning prior to the break that marches and so forth that take place in D.C. You have 750,000 people to show up every year for a march that is pro-life, yet it doesn't move a blip on the meter as far as media is concerned because they just sit on the story. Now, here's the thing that they can't sit on, at least not yet, social media. So if you want to have impact, the buzz in social media gets their attention. If I could be so bold as to say, I think that helped to tip the scales to make sure that folks understood they weren't alone when it came to election time and where they're going to stand and who they're going to vote for. Social media. I personally think social media is heaven sent. I know all of it, not all of it's great, some of it's bad, but just like anything else, you've got, you know, you got the tares with the wheat. But it allows the faith-based community to communicate in a way to get truth out so we understand the lay of the land and then we can act accordingly. Here's my suggestion to you, is that you would hit Chip and Joanna Gaines' Facebook page, because I know they have one, also their Twitter account. It's Fixer Uppers, the name of the show, Chip and Joanna Gaines, and let them know that you support them. And firstly, let the network that they broadcast on know that you support them. If anything happened to them, that you wouldn't be watching that network. You know, I host my own daily show here in Washington, D.C. It's called Lion Chasers with Lonnie Poindexter. And I broadcast on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. We also have radio towers across the country as well. But we're part of American Family Association. And several months ago, American Family Association decided it had enough of the foolishness of Target, and Target's a multinational department store chain, that had lost their mind and decided that they were going to support transgender individuals into restrooms. In other words, a man professing to be a woman being able to walk into a woman's restroom. An area where women are certainly most vulnerable, and all under this false doctrine of tolerance and inclusion. So AFA had enough, and they launched a boycott. And it's been about 6 months now. And that boycott is well over 1.4 million signatures and still growing. But here's the thing that really registered. The last stock report for Target, they had lost between $11 and $12 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars in share value. In the last quarter reporting, they had lost about $500 million in profit. Now, they're a big multinational, multi-billion dollar operation. So they can weather that storm initially. But you put together two consecutive quarters of that type of negative growth and revenue reduction, you get the attention of the board of directors. And so if Target doesn't capitulate and change their worldview to something that resembles common sense, my hope is that another losing quarter, and stockholders don't like losing money, they want to get dividends, that they'll complain so much at the stockholders meeting forcing the board of directors to fire that CEO. These are the same types of things that take place when you have entities trying to push back on Christian people, and then Christian people, and I, you know what I really think? I know. The liberal agenda thinks that Christians are wimps. Because Jesus has been depicted in society today, and probably largely supported by them, to be the spiritual guru, the peace guru who walks around with sandals on, long flowing robe, and he's got his Birkenstocks, his hands folded, saying, "Peace be unto you, brother." So when you truly understand the full word of God, Jesus is the embodiment of love. And there's a side of love that is, well, warm and compassionate. There's another side of love that has to do with discipline and action. And I don't think that the anti-God crowd, which is what I call them, understand that other side of love. So we need to demonstrate it to them. You know, if you have children, those of you out there that are parents, you love your child. You give them hugs and kisses and positive affirmation, but you also discipline them when they miss the mark. That's a form of love as well. It says when you think about what's taking place here, they need to understand the strength and breadth of those who live. The Christians are not wimps. We're just not. But when you think about who Jesus was and is, as a man here on earth, he was the son of a carpenter. Yes, he was the son of man and the son of God. He had two daddies. He had a heavenly father and an earthly father. His heavenly father certainly was no wimp, the creator of all. But his earthly father, a visual representation, someone you could see, touch, and feel, was masculine in every sense of the word. Ever been around tradesmen, tradespeople? I used to work in that field several years ago as it related to school construction. Let me tell you something. Being around carpenters, they're not wimps. Masons, they're not wimps. Concrete layers, they're not wimps. Roofers, certainly not wimps. I think we've forgotten, and I think the Christian community as well has forgotten true masculinity. My point to all this, there's times when we have to stand up and fight. The Word of God says that we are a Christian army. He didn't call us a Christian army, he called us a Christian army. What do armies do? They fight. They defend. They also go on the offensive. They fight. And so the church must stand up. As I mentioned prior, we need to support Chip and Joanna Gaines and their show, which is titled Fixer Upper, and hit their Facebook page, also hit their Twitter account. They're on Instagram, which I'm sure they are interested. Hit them wherever you decide to participate in social media and create the buzz to let the show producers know and the networks know that you will not stand for this foolishness. You see what's going on. And as Herman Cain said, and I really love this quote after the elections, and everybody was in shock and awe that the gruff New Yorker won as president-elect of the United States, and everybody's searching for answers. They asked Herman Cain, and he answered with three great responses to the question, the initial question. But the one that stuck with me, he said that he won because the American people are not stupid. Straight and to the point, and I think that's exactly what it is. We saw through the propaganda. We saw through the bamboozlement. We saw the truth, and we responded accordingly. And they have no idea what to do with themselves because they thought they had this thing all rigged. Now, the audacity that they have is the same one that Satan even has, and even though he's defeated, he can still continue to, I guess, think he can win. And maybe he's looking to grab as much, I don't know. I can't get into that because I don't have time on the show today, but you get where I'm going with this. Let me read a little bit more of this piece because it's a great piece and give you a little bit of backdrop to what's really going on with. Tim Graham from a Media Resource Center says that a research center says BuzzFeed is owned by Comcast. I did not know that. I'm familiar with BuzzFeed because they're prolific here in our nation's capital, and they're known for their support of homosexual activism. Ah, we have a doctor connected. We got another cue for a break. Lonnie Poindexter is sitting in for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Hold on, we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Lonnie Poindexter, and you're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. I'm sitting in for Bradley today, and the final segment of the show, again, want to send a shout-out to Bradley. If you're listening out and about, thank you so much for allowing me to sit in the big chair. Covering a story that just really touched me. Actually, we're going to go a different direction today. I'm going to talk a little bit about candidate Trump, but I think this one is more topical, at least as it relates to us, those of us in the faith-based community, where a Chip and Joanna Gaines of the show Fixer Upper, which is a hit show on HGTV, are coming under fire from a hit piece that's put out. And ladies and gentlemen, understand that they do this. News and so forth is, let me back up. News is supposed to be objective. The press was put together by the founding fathers as their job is to tell on everyone. That's the best way I can put it. And they were supposed to be, not the gatekeepers, but to be that entity that was unencumbered or restrained and could report on any and everything that took place. So they kept everybody honest. That was the design of the press, and that's why it was allowed. They knew from coming from Europe and when they were dealing with the monarchies and so forth that you had one entity that was responsible or in charge of or control of everything, that the regular people were going to be on the short end of the stick. And they were right. Historically, you can see that. And so they created this unique experiment called America, divinely inspired, if I could be so bold as to say so. And so the press was created so that they would have what the press has always had in their First Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights, freedom of the press. But today what we have is the press has been commandeered by an ideology that's anti-God. And then they wrap up this anti-God ideology into something warm and fuzzy called the doctrine of tolerance and inclusion. In other words, that you must love and accept your body, and if you don't, you're a bad person. In other words, as long as whoever sets the narrative, you roll with them, you're okay. But if you go against them, then they have a problem. Then you're identified as a hater. And to get more specific, they create words like Islamophobic or homophobic, which there was no such thing as those words. But back, what, 15 years ago? I mean, not even, what, 10 years ago? There's no such thing as Islamophobic. 20 years ago, there was no such thing as homophobic, but they create words. And then once you're designated a hater, then you can be persecuted. If not in the courts directly, then certainly in the court of public opinion. So here you have the press going after a couple because they happen to be successful, and more to the point, they happen to be a couple that believes in God and attends a church that espouses the core tenets of the faith, one of which being the views on homosexuality line up with what the Bible says about homosexuality. And because of that, they've been attacked. And that's how it works. Now, what I just learned from reading this piece, and I thought I was well-versed, is that BuzzFeed is owned by Comcast. And Comcast has a pro-homosexual activism agenda. And it's really interesting. They are a service provider, and they are huge and growing and continue to gobble up companies and what have you. And for many of us who are stuck with having to deal with Comcast because you don't have a choice in our nation's capital here, it's kind of how it is. It depends on what street you're on, what service provider you can use for TV or internet access. And so that's what's driving that. They all work in cahoots together. So according to Tim Graham, he points out BuzzFeed is owned by Comcast, which is known for its support for homosexual activism. So there is no doubt where they are coming from, he warns. Another theory about BuzzFeed's pursuit of the gangs is liberals' petty post-election anger after Donald Trump's win. That suggestion comes after a Twitter conversation in which Daily Beast writer, another piece, Kevin Fallon complained about voters who chose Trump. And here's a quote. My blood-boiling suspicion that every couple featured voted for Trump has ruined House Hunters for me, he observes, referring to an HGTV program. And Fixer Upper replies, and Fixer Upper, replies Kate Arthur, the BuzzFeed writer, who days later published a story about the Gaineses. You see, they're all in cahoots together. But just as the old church folk taught me many years ago, little Lonnie, you plus Jesus and you plus God equals a majority. So if we are to stand on truth and keep speaking truth and then support our brethren who share our values, but that they know they're not alone out there, then we can push back on the darkness until Christ triumphs and returns. We can push back on the darkness until Christ triumphs and returns. So you don't want to be of the crowd that has their backs back waiting at the train station for Jesus to come. Rapture me out of here. Jesus, come. But you want to be part of God's mighty army that fights the good fight of faith until Christ triumphs and returns. And when Christ does return, he returns to a church without spot or blemish. That means we got to fight. We have to get off our crusty dusties and stand up. And there's ways to do that in this nation, thank God. And social media is one of the most effective ways to do that. You can also fight with your pocketbook. Do not frequent or support institutions and with your hard-earned dollars that go against the tenets of the faith or push back on faith-based people. As I mentioned, the Target boycott has been very successful. You won't see that anywhere in the news, because like I stated prior, the media works all in cahoots together. I could talk a whole other show about how that happens and why that is. Part of it's because they're all educated at the same institutions of higher learning. It doesn't make any difference what side of the aisle you're on, Republican or Democrat. Same individuals sitting at those desks touting news based on scripts that are given to them. You don't hear a whole lot of difference from one news organization to the other. That's the fine kettle of fish that we're in. But I'm excited because, as I stated prior, I think we got to reset. God has given us, and I know we got a good 4 years to right this ship called America, but we must show up every day with the full armor of God on. And we must not shrink back when the slings and the arrows come. We must stand our ground and continue to march forward. Because your deliverance you won't find in the past of where you've been. You'll find it where you are and where you're going, because that's where God is. And as we continue to do this, they'll continue to scream bloody murder about injustices done and homophobia and, you know, they've got this show and how can they call themselves representing American family when they're so... And, you know, I mean, I'm telling you folks that you guys know this all the time. I mean, you're astute. But we must remain ever vigilant in continuing to fight the good fight of faith. At least in our nation, at this point in time, we can do that through our voices and speaking up and with our pocketbooks. In a capitalist society, one of the most effective tools you have is voting with your pocketbook, with your wallet, with your money. Secondly, you can vote, or you can make your presence known and be effective in speaking up. That's why we have freedom of speech in this nation. But I got to tell you, it's certainly making it difficult for Christians to be able to espouse that right. But I'm not going to shut up, and I know you're not either. And we'll continue to support Christians throughout this nation. So Chip and Joanna Gaines, that's the latest shot fired across the bow. We need to fire back, and we fire back with truth. I've written a piece that will be released probably the first of next week on this, and also on Nick Cannon, which I wanted to cover today, but I didn't have time to get into it, who is an entertainer and rapper who is speaking up about his stance on pro-life. And it's such a beat from the liberal community because of it. Well, Betsy, let me know it's time to wrap up the show, and thank you so much for listening in. And the Sons of Liberty Radio, Bradley Dean, I'm sitting in for Bradley Monty Poindexter. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.